愿大家平安
，peace to you all。
感谢主带领我们今天晚上一起来纪念安息生日。
Thank the Lord for allowing us to be here to keep the Sabbath。
因为星期晚五晚上已经是安息生日。
Because Friday night is the Sabbath。
所以能够在现在来到神的面前是我们的福气。
So to come before God is a blessing。
也是神会纪念祝福的。
And that is something God will remember and bless.
我们今天晚上要讲的题目是赐平安的意念。
Today, the topic we are going to discuss is a thought of peace.
到底一个人在想什么？
What is a person thinking?
譬如说你坐在这边，我知道你在想什么吗？
For example, you are sitting here. Do I know what you are thinking?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
因为你想什么是在你头脑里面。
Because whatever you are thinking is in your mind.
如果你讲出来，我才知道你想什么。
If you speak it out, then I can know.
那我们知道神在想什么吗？
Do we know what God is thinking?
如果你人你都不一定知道的，神在想什么，你怎么知道？
If you do not know what people are thinking, how can you know what God is thinking?
但是感谢主，我们有圣经。
But we thank God that we have the Bible.
圣经告诉我们神在想什么。
The Bible tells us what God is thinking.
那神在想什么？在乎于你是谁了。
Then God,
神在想什么取决于你是谁了。
So
depends on who you are.
What God is thinking depends on who you are.
如果你不是你是一个不信神的人。
If you're a person who does not believe God.
你是个恶人。
If you're evil.
所以神想的东西当然就是降罚审判。
Then God thinks of punishment and judgment.
但是如果你是神的儿女呢？
But if you are the child of God.
神在想什么？
What does God think about?
我们看耶利米书二十九章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 29,
第十一节
，verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章的第十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
我们一起大声读。
Let us read it together.
一二三，耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们幕后有指望。”最近我们教会在读耶利米书啊。
Recently our church is reading the book of Jeremiah.
不晓得大家有没有跟着这个进度来读呢
？And I don't know if you are following this schedule.
如果还没有的话，还不迟，我们可以跟着教会的进度来读。
If not, it is not too late.
也不晓得之前讲到的人有没有稍微解释一下这个耶利米书呢
？And I do not know if other speakers have talked about Jeremiah.
耶利米先知啊，是一个流泪的先知。
The prophet of Jeremiah is the lamenting prophet.
他生长在一个悲情的时代。
And he was in a time of despair.
因为当时的以色列百姓犯了很多的罪。
Because at that time the Israelites had sinned.
神已经命定要降罚给犹大人。
And then God had destined punishment for them.
但是这里先知竟然把神的话讲出来。
But here the prophet speaks the word of God.
说啊，我向你们怀的意念呢？
For I know the thoughts I think toward you.
神说我知道啊。
God says I know.
那我也要你们知道啊。
And I want you to know it.
当然你想什么你自己知道。
Of course, you know what you are thinking.
但是你要告诉别人，别人才知道你在想什么。
But you must tell others before they know what you are thinking.
有时候你不讲出来，别人可能会误会你的意思。
And if you do not say it, then they may misunderstand you.
比如说我现在什么都不讲，我就站这样，我就这个表情，你觉得我在想什么
？For example, if I say nothing and I have this appearance, then what will you think?
你去上班啊，最重要你要晓得看老板的表情。
And when you go to work, it's really important for you to understand how the boss is feeling.
因为老板会掌握你的升职或者降职或者炒鱿鱼。
Because the boss can determine whether you're promoted or fired.
如果你常常猜得到老板的心意，你就可能工作比较稳，或者是升职会比较快。
And if you can guess how they're feeling, then your job may be more stable, or you may be promoted sooner.
那这里神说了，我。在想什么？我知道，我也要告诉你。
And God says that I know what I am thinking, and I want to tell you.
那我所向你们所怀的意念呢，是一个赐平安的意念。
And the thoughts I think towards you are thoughts of peace.
这也是今天晚上的主题了。
That is tonight's topic.
神想什么很重要。
What God thinks is important.
有时候人想什么还不是那么重要。
What people think may not be so important.
当然除非那个人对你很重要。
Unless that person is important to you.
但是神想什么比人想什么还重要。
But what God thinks is more important than what people think.
神说我的意念呢是要使你们平安的。
God says my thoughts are thoughts of peace.
很多人读耶利米书的最喜欢就是29章11节。
So when people read Jeremiah, their favorite verse is in this chapter 29, verse 11.
神说要赐给你平安，让你末后有指望。
It says that God will give you peace so that you have a hope.
那如果你是单从这一节拿出来讲的话呢？
And if you take out this verse itself and speak only to this verse,
那你就会画一个图画了。
Then, and you make a picture of it.
神让我平平安安。
That God wants me to be at peace.
第一，身体要平安，不要生病。
First, for my body to be at peace so I'm not ill.
对吧？身体不平安，哪有平安？
Because if the body is not at peace, then where can you be at peace?
第二，家庭要平安。
Secondly, the family must be at peace.
婚姻要美满，儿女要乖。
And the marriage must be filled, and then the children must be obedient.
健健康康。
And must be healthy.
这个就是平安。
This is peace.
再来，事业一定要平安。
And next, the work must also be at peace.
工作稳定，不会失业。
If your work is stable and you're not going to lose it.
开生意的赚钱。
If you have a business and you're earning money.
这个叫做平安。
This is peace.
再来，教会的圣工也很顺利。
And that the work of the church is going smoothly.
大家都很尊重你，大家都很配合你。
That everyone is very respectful of you.
这个就是平安。
This is a peace.
但是这也是讲什么？讲这个吗？
But is...What this verse is discussing that?
我们要了解这一节的向下文的背景。
We must understand the background to this verse.
这里神在讲这一节之前讲什么？
What was God talking about before this?
我们看第十节啊。
Let us look in verse 10.
我们读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
一二三。For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon,
I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and cause you to return to this place.
原来这里说是平安的意念呢，在之前有一样东西必须要发生。
Here, before the thought of peace, something must happen.
就是以色列人要被掳到巴比伦。
That the Israelites must be brought into Babylon.
这个就很奇怪啊。
Which is very strange.
被掳到巴比伦代表的国家要被灭亡。
To be brought into Babylon means the country will be destroyed.
你要被带到一个你没有去过的地方。
When you're brought to a place you've not been.
那你会在那边呢？会很孤独，会很痛苦。
And you will be lonely and painful.
你会失去你的尊严。
You will lose your dignity.
也会失去你的自由。
And your freedom.
所以这个在你脑海当中呢，绝对跟平安连不上线的。
And so you cannot link it with peace.
比如说你今天有失业了。
For example, today if you lose your job.
或者是你医生告诉你得癌症了。
Or you have cancer.
或者是你孩子很反叛了。
Or if your children are disobedient.
或者是你生出一个低能弱智的孩子了。
Or you have a disabled child.
或者是呢，你自己。得了精神的问题了
，or you yourself have a mental illness，
或者是你生意失败了
，or your business fails，
甚至很多东西一起发生都是不好的。
And these things all happen, and they're not good.
这个有平安吗
？Is there peace？
这个叫做是平安吗
？Is this being given peace？
哇，如果有一样刚刚所讲的东西，我们可能都受不住了。
And if one of these things happen to us, we may not be able to bear it.
那当时的百姓
，the people at that time，
他们就是要面对。国家败亡，圣殿被毁，然后被掳到国外。
Face the failure of their nation, the destruction of the temple and enslavement.
神说这个是我心中给你是平安的意念。
But God says this is a thought of peace.
为什么会这样讲
？Why?
因为从人的角度来说，这个一点平安都没有。
From the perspective of a human, there is no peace.
因为这个是神好像要降罚于我们，好像神要消灭我们了。
Because this is God's punishment and God's that God wants to destroy us.
我们看耶利米书25章。
Let's look in Jeremiah chapter 25.
25章第八节。
Chapter 25, verse 8.
25章第八节。
Chapter 25, verse 8.
我们一起读。
Let's read it.
一二三。
Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts,
because you have not heard my words. Verse 9.
Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord,
Nebuchadnezzar,
God says, because you have not heard my words.
人要听神的话,
humans can listen to, have two choices when it comes to listening to the word of God.
你就听的话,
then if God sends a prophet and then you listen to the word, it's very simple.
但是大部分人不会这样做,
but most people will not do this.
因为大家觉得说, 我为什么要听你的?
Because most people will say, why should I listen to you?
越聪明的人, 越有主见的人, 越不会很容易的就听别人的话。
And the more intelligent and more capable a person is, the more difficult it is for them to listen.
更何况是神呢? 神根本就看不见。
And who is God? We cannot see God.
So they don't
listen to the servant of God.
所以第一种神的仆人就是先知讲神的话的人。
So the first servant is the prophet of God who speaks the word of God.
等于今天的讲道者或者圣经,
which is people, the speaker or the pulpit or the Bible.
这种是第一种神的仆人。
This is the first servant of,
好,
type of servant of God.
如果你这种神的仆人你不听,
and if you do not listen to this kind of servant,
神有另外一种仆人,
and God has another servant.
请问这一节里面所神的仆人是什么?
And who is, in this verse, who is the servant of God?
这是我仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
That is Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant.
哇, 你没有看到这个形容很奇怪啊。
And do you not think this metaphor is very strange?
尼布甲尼撒不是个大坏蛋,那个残暴的君王啊?
This description is very strange. Isn't this Nebuchadnezzar the cruel king?
那怎么变成神的仆人呢?
How can he be the servant of God?
他有去念神学院吗? 他有被安利当先知吗?
Did he go become a theological school? Was he anointed as a prophet?
他认识耶和华真神吗?
Does he know God?
他被差派吗?
Was he sent?
当然没有,
of course not.
他根本就不认识神,
he does not believe in God or know God.
但为什么他变成神的仆人呢?
But why is he the servant of God?
是神利用他了,
because God uses him.
他来攻打犹大是他自己的野心,
he attacks Judah because of his ambition.
但是神容许他来,
but God allows him to do.
甚至神让他可以得胜,
and God allows him victory.
因为神没有保护以色列,
because God does not protect Israel.
因为以色列人不听神的话,
because Israel does not listen to the word of God.
所以神就让他们被毁灭了,
and so God lets them be destroyed.
所以突然间在这种角度当中了, 巴比伦王就变成神的仆人了,
and in this perspective, the king of Babylon becomes the servant of God.
所以这也告诉我们一样,
this tells us,
如果神的仆人站在讲台, 或者是透过圣经你不听,
if the servant of God is through the pulpit speaks to you,
神就会派另外一种仆人来叫你,
then God will send another type of servant.
这种仆人就是困难,
this is a hardship.
就是失败,
this is failure.
就是痛苦,
this is pain.
因为这种仆人比讲的还有效,
because they're more effective than the speaker.
从以色列百姓出埃及,
from the time the Israelites left Egypt,
到耶利米这个时代,
until the time of Jeremiah,
哇, 已经过了五六百年了, 七百年有了,
there have been about 700 years.
哇, 但是呢, 神的先知啊, 神的仆人来啊, 他们都不听啊,
but they do not listen to the servants of God.
甚至把那些先知一个一个还宰掉, 还杀掉,
and they killed them.
好,
then God sends another type of servant.
啊, 就是尼布甲尼撒王,
that is Nebuchadnezzar.
哇, 所以这里说了, 我的仆人要攻击这地,
and so he says, I will bring my servant against this land.
哇, 那这一次都不是开玩笑了, 会全部毁灭掉了,
and this is no joke, because there would be complete destruction.
啊, 所以两种仆人哦, 我们这里思考一下, 你想哪一种仆人来教你?
So there are two types of servants. Let us reflect and think, what type of servant would you like
啊, 属灵的道理, 或者是我们要悔改的信息, 如果讲了就听, 就不需要另外一种仆人,
spiritual teachings and news of repentance.
如果第一种仆人让你没有办法悔改, 那第二种仆人就会出现,
if you're not able to repent because of the first type of servant, then the second one will appear.
好, 那听起来好可怕,
and it sounds very terrifying.
哇, 我要将他们进行灭绝,
that I will utterly destroy them.
那神难道就灭绝我们吗?
So will God utterly destroy us?
哇, 神难道真的是不管我们了吗？
Does God not care about us?
其实有时候我们对神都有这种思想。
We often think about God, have these thoughts about God.
尤其是不好的事情发生，第一个就责怪神。
Especially when something bad happens, the first one we blame is God.
对不对？我都有来聚会，为什么会发生这种事情？
I come to church, so why do these things happen?
我有信神啊，为什么神让我家庭变得这样？
I believe in God, so why does my family become like this?
我们有时候有事情，第一个就怪给神。
And sometimes when we face something, the first thing that we do is blame God.
甚至我们会问神为什么不出手。
And we say, God, why didn't you act?
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
那我们看第14节。
Verse 14.
诗篇103篇的第14节。
Psalm 103:14，
怎么请读？一二三，因为他知道我们的本体，试炼我们不过是尘土啊。这里说我们是尘土啊。
It says we're dust.
但是尘土有时候也会 complain 啊，也会抱怨啊。
But the dust also complains.
我们看诗篇77篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 77.
诗篇77篇。
Psalm 77.
我们就一读第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节到第七节
，verse 1 to verse 7，
一二三， 我要向神发声呼求，我向神发声，他必留心听我。第二节，我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住的举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。第三节，我想念神就烦躁不安，我成人悲伤，心变发昏。第四节。你叫我不能闭眼，我烦乱不安，甚至不能说话。第五节，我追想古时之日，上古之年。第六节，我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里仔细省察。第七，难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？这七节就是反映一个人在软弱当中一种心态。
Here, these seven verses describe a person's attitude.
对神有很多的疑问。
And they have a lot of questions to God.
尤其是当然在患难之中。
Especially in calamity.
就第二节说我在患难之日。
And it says, in the second verse, the day of trouble.
我不是没祷告啊，我有祷告啊。
It's not that I have not prayed.
但是神还要我搬到把我放在患难之中啊。
But God put me into trouble.
我连夜间都在祷告。
And I pray even in the night.
我不是没祷告。
It's not that I do not pray.
但是我越祷告心中就越烦躁。
But the more I pray, the more my soul is disturbed.
有时候我们不是说祷告越多就越好啊。
It's not that sometimes it's not that the more we pray, the better it is.
有时候你的心不肯受安慰。
Sometimes it's that your soul cannot be comforted.
你不愿意把自己交出来。
And you're not willing to hand over yourself.
你不愿意被神改变。
You're not able to be transformed by God.
你一直强调你自己的想法。
And you emphasize your own thoughts.
所以你一直问神为什么为什么为什么。
So you ask God why.
神也没有回答你。
And God does not answer.
所以你就烦乱不安。
And so you are overwhelmed.
第四节说不想说话了不能说话了。
And in verse 4 it says you're troubled, you cannot speak.
甚至你会问神了难道这样走到永远吗？你会丢弃我吗？
You will ask God, like, will it be like this forever?
那国家都败亡了。
The country has lost.
圣殿也没有了。
Has collapsed. And the temple is destroyed.
如果神同在，为什么会变成这个样子？
If God is with us, then why has it become like this?
神一定是对我们有这种刑罚，有这种不好的意念。
But God must have evil thoughts towards us.
神不要我们的了。
That God does not want us.
这个就是一个人在软弱当中亦会有的想法。
These are the kind of thoughts a person will have in their weakness.
神知道我们会有这种想法。
But God knows you will have these thoughts.
所以才在29章的11节再次告诉我们。
So that in Jeremiah 29,
这个时候就要接第十节了。我们看29章第十节。
Let us look at verse 10.
第十节，我们再读耶利米29章的第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
耶和华如此说
For the thus says the Lord,
为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍归回此地。 这是告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们呢，神有他的计划。
It tells us that God has his plan.
人看起来是很负面的事情。
What humans see is superficial.
譬如说是一个很 negative 的，很
Oh, sorry, it's negative.
譬如说，啊，生活，神让我们国破家亡。
For example, God wants us to
lose our country.
Lose our country.
我们的 family destroy.
And destroys our.
这个叫国破家亡。
Has lost our family and destroyed the country.
但是呢，神说这个是有时间性的。
But God says there is a time.
你不要只看这一点。
Don't look at this one point only.
你只看这一点，你会很消极，你会很非常的悲哀。
And if you look at this point only, you will be in despair.
但是如果你把这个镜头拉开啊，时间拉长一点看。
But if you take away the magnifying glass.
啊，对啊 ，zoom out.
Or if you zoom out and you look at the
big picture.
Big picture.
啊，你一看，其实神已经定好了，其实不是永远的不理你们，是七十年之后要回到。
That God has established it. That is not forever, but 70 years.
这个 zoom out 啊，很重要啊。
The zooming out is important.
有时候我们在当下，事情发生了当下，会有很多的负面的情绪。
When things are happening to us, we have a lot of negative feelings.
因为我们看不到明天。
Because we cannot see tomorrow.
看不到明年。
We cannot see next year.
我们只知道现在。哎呀，这个事情发生，我很痛苦啊。
We only know now, and it is suffering.
神如果爱我，为什么让我遇到这种事？
If God loves me, why am I encountering this?
当然，神让我们遇到这种事情，一定有他的原因的。
God lets us encounter these things for His reasons.
有时候是刑罚我们，如果我们得罪神。
Sometimes it's to punish us if we sin against God.
有时候虽然我们没有得罪神，但是我们自己有很多的亏欠，有很多的软弱。
Sometimes it's not that we sin against God, but we have a lot of places where we fall short.
如果没有吃一点苦啊，我们是不会改变的。
And if we do not suffer, we will not change.
但是这种苦啊，也不会永远的。
But the suffering is not forever.
像这里所说的，他们在巴比伦也是只有七十年。
It says they'll be here in Babylon for 70 years.
啊，神的时候到了，事先就会很多事情就会改变。
And when the time comes, many things will change.
那为什么要七十年呢
？Why will it be 70 years？
不是七年就好了
？Not seven.
啊，七年可能在神眼中看来也不够啊。
Perhaps in 7 years it is not enough.
因为要改变一个民族的坏的劣根性。
Because to change the bad nature of a nation.
啊，因为他们已经拜偶像拜了五六百年了。
Because they have worshipped idols for 500-600 years.
啊，要改变没有那么容易。
It is not easy to change them.
你看我们华人有我们华人的特性。
Look at the Chinese. They have their special characteristics, their civilization.
对不对？你要改变那么容易吗？
Their culture.
西人有西人的文化。
And is it so easy to change? And the Western people have their culture.
当时有根深蒂固的拜偶像文化。
At that time, there was a culture of idolatry.
他们是被迦南人同化了，拜迦南人的偶像。
And they live with the Canaanites and worship the Canaanite gods.
那神要把他们拉起来，把他调到远离的地方。
And God wanted to uproot them to place them somewhere far away.
让他们好好思考
，so that they can reflect.
你那么喜欢拜偶像，现在把你丢到外邦地方去啊。
That if you love to worship idols, I will throw you into a Gentile land.
啊，如果你还要拜的话，那边还有很多。
And there are many idols there.
结果他们去那边之后呢，就不拜了。
And once they go there, they do not worship the idols.
他们失去了圣殿之后，就开始想圣殿。
After losing the temple, they think of the temple.
他们失去拜神的机会，他们就想起拜神。
After losing the opportunity to worship God, they think of worshiping God.
他们受苦的时候就想起神。
And when they are suffering, they think of God.
他们得福气的时候，以前得福气就远离了神。
And when they were blessed, they left God.
所以原来神让他们到巴比伦啊，表面上是受苦。
So God brought them to Babylon. On the surface, it was that they were suffering.
表面上是不理他们。
And it was that on the surface that God did not care about them.
表面上是审判他们。
And on the surface, it was punishing them.
那其实，在灵里面，这是神的爱。
But spiritually, it is the love of God.
神要救他们。
Because God wants to save them.
保守他们。
Because God wants to protect them.
甚至神要借着那个环境来改变他们。
That God uses the environment to shape them.
真的，他们被改变。
And they were changed.
七十年大概有三代人。
In 70 years, there were probably 3 generations.
第一代死了，第二代起来。
The first generation dies and the second rises.
没有圣殿，但是他们在家里敬拜神。
There is no temple, but at home they worship God.
没有圣殿，但是他们在家里 他们自己开始读神的律法。
There is no temple, but at home they study the law.
第二代起来了。
And when
第三代起来了。
The third generation rises.
等到第三代成长了。
And they have grown.
七十年过了。
And 70 years have passed.
他们竟然呢有热心要想要回去重建这个圣殿。
They have the zeal to return to rebuild.
以前环境那么好，都培养不出一代这样的人啊。
The environment was so good back then, but they could not raise such good people.
以前什么都有，但是不看重神。
They had everything, but they did not see God.
有
importantly,
有圣殿。
They had the temple.
有祭司
priests.
有先知
prophets.
但是他们呢，对神的律法没有兴趣。
But they had no interest in the law of God.
但是现在什么都没有。
Now they have nothing.
神就把他们带到一个什么都没有的环境。
And God brings them to a place where they have nothing.
整天做苦工
and they are in hard labor.
整天想说我为什么活着
and they think every day why they are alive.
想到神
they think of God.
只有靠神我们才可以活的
and only by God they can survive.
现在在这个时候我在想到底我是谁
and today and then they think who am I?
以前在耶路撒冷以前在犹大地没有想我是谁我很想学外邦人
in Jerusalem and Judah they do not thinkWho am I? They think about how they want to be like the Gentiles.
很希望可以变成拜偶像的人的样
子。They hope they can be like the idol worshippers.
但是现在被掳到巴比伦。
But now they are brought to Babylon.
我想成为神的选民。
And I want to be the chosen of God.
我想成为神的儿女。
That I want to be the child of God.
没有圣殿，但是我可以在家里敬拜神。
And without the temple, there's no temple, but I can worship God at home.
没有祭司叫我，但是我们可以自己读律法。
There are no priests, but we can read the law.
哇。这个就是很奇妙
，which is miraculous。
那我们来看这个以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah
五十五章
，chapter 55。
以赛亚书五十五章
，Isaiah chapter 55。
五十五章的第八节
，chapter 55 verse 8。
我们一起读啊
，verse 8。
以赛亚五十五章第八节
，Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8。
一二三，耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念。”我的道路非同你们的道路。第九节，天怎么高过地？照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。这里以赛亚先知又讲到神的意念。
Here Isaiah talks about the thoughts of God.
耶利米先讲神的意念是平安的意念。
Jeremiah says that.God has thoughts of peace.
但是怎么样给你平安啊?
But how will God give you peace?
对你好会给你平安吗?
Will he give you peace by treating you well?
整天祝福你会给你平安吗?
Will he give you peace by blessing you every day?
一个人的信仰是什么时候堕落的?
When does a person's faith, when is the weakest?
平安生活不缺乏。
During peace when they're lacking nothing.
在流奶与蜜之地堕落的。
In the land of milk and honey.
什么都有但是不看重神。
They had everything.But they did not see God as important.
所以神想了一个高招。
So God thought of
much higher.
A much higher.
第八节了，神的意念非同你们的意念。
Because my thoughts are not your thoughts.
要怎么样给你受？要怎么样给你平安呢、啊、
？And how will I give you peace?
耶利米说嘛，要赐平安的意念，怎么给你赐平安的意念
？As Jeremiah says, how in Jeremiah, how will God give you peace?
要是给你平安，就是要让你受苦啊。
To give you peace, God will allow you to suffer.
要把你爱的东西拿走、啊、
To take away the things you love.
受苦就是加进去了，把那个苦加到你的身上。
And so when you're suffering, God will add the suffering to you.
然后呢，把你爱的东西拿走，你也会很痛苦。
And also to take away the things you love.
但是这个就是神的意念呢、啊。
But that is the will of God.
对不对
the thought of God.
把圣殿拿走，把祭司拿走。
To take away the temple and the
priests, 国家拿走
the country itself.
送到你到国外当苦工当奴隶
So you are sent as you become slaves in another country.
这个就是世平衡的一念
This is the thought of peace.
哇，神要你暂时受苦
That God wants you to suffer temporarily.
但是这个改变很大哦
But the change is profound.
经过七十年
In 70 years.
犹太民主从此之后再没有拜偶像的习惯了。
The Jews no longer worshipped idols.
这个到现在为止，犹太人虽然不信耶稣，但是他们也不拜偶像。
Even to today, there are those who do not believe in Jesus, but they do not worship idols.
犹太人
the Jews.
虽然暂时还没有信耶稣，但是至少也没有拜什么外邦偶像啊。
Because even if they do not believe in Jesus, they do not worship the idols.
他们还是相信独一真神。
They still believe in the one true God.
没有把任何东西用物质化来拜。
And there is no material thing that they worship.
因为这个过程太痛苦了，这七十年当中太痛苦了，他们永远记得。
70 years is so painful, they remember it.
他永远记得我们的祖宗犯错，我们不可以再这样。
They remember that our forefathers had done wrong. We cannot be like this again.
这个是从他们自己里面出来的。
And that comes from within.
是苦难加给他们的恩典。
And that is the grace given to them in suffering.
所以神说，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So that is why God says my thoughts are higher than yours.
让你改变，要是给你平安，你必须要先受苦。
That if I'm to change you to give you peace, you must first suffer.
啊，这个就是。神的高明啊。
That is how lofty God is.
啊，但是有时候我们可能暂时不明白。
But we may not understand it at the time.
为什么我生活那么艰难？
Why is my life so hard?
其实是神是要改变你。
But God wants to change you.
啊，有一个弟兄啊。
There's a brother.
他有一个美好的家庭。
He has a nice family.
但是他平常工作很忙。
But he's so busy at work.
啊，常常都加班。
And he does a lot of overtime.
全家是有信主。
The whole family believes in God.
但是信仰呢是马马虎虎。
But their faith is so-so.
常常都在一种不冷不热的状态。
It is lukewarm.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他其中一个孩子。
One child.
他的在青少年的事情。
In his youth.
Teenager 的时候。
In the teenager time.
突然间呢就得了这个精神病。
Has a mental illness.
当然就是这个有很复杂的背景。
And there are complex backstory.
但是一发作已经很严重。
But it was very serious.
哇，疯掉了。
And he had gone crazy.
常常要送到医院里面。
And he often has to go to the hospital.
有时候打针啊。
And has to be sedated.
Injection 啊。
Has to be injected.
有时候要绑起来啊。
And sometimes has to be a restraint.
有时候要住一个礼拜。
And stays there for a week.
出来之后又再进去。
And after he leaves it, he goes back in.
啊，那医生开那些药给孩子吃，有时候都吃到那个脸都肿肿的，还有整个人都眼神都是很呆滞的。
And he is prescribed medicine that makes him very
很多 side effect.
Has a lot of side effects. Even his face will swell.
我们知道啊，精神病的药就是让你头脑都慢起来啊，你就不会发作的那么严重啊。
Because we know that the mental illness medication clouds your mind.
那这个也不是办法。
And so they were helpless.
教会的圣工人员去访问他们。
The church workers went to visit them.
鼓励他们，你只能靠神。
And encouraged them that you must rely on God.
也没有别的路。
And they have no other way.
只能够依靠这位又真又活的神。
That you can only rely on this true and living God.
陪他们一家读圣经唱诗。
To read the Bible together, and they read the Bible together and sang hymns.
从圣经里面跟他们讲。
And from the Bible told them.
神让这种事情发生就是要你们改变。
That God lets these things happen so you change.
神爱你们。
God loves you.
不是因为神不要你们才有这个事情发生。
Because once God wants to cast, does not want you.
是神爱你们，让这个事情发生。
But it's because God loves you, so He will let these things happen.
你一定要抓住神。
And so you must hold on to God.
这个爸爸妈妈这对夫妻很同心。
So mother and father were very understanding.
我们悔改。
And so they repented.
归向神。
And they put to God.
本来以前礼拜六有时候来，有时候没来，这个爸爸要加班，这样我不加班了，我只要祷告。
And sometimes
要来教会聚会。
They did not come on Sabbath day, but then the father said, "No more overtime. I will come to church."
每天在家里祷告。
And they'll pray at home every day.
家庭聚会。
And have family service.
全家读圣经。
The entire family read the Bible.
情况没有说马上就好，不是说哦，家庭聚会的祷告了一个月就好啊。这个过程过了很多年。
Did not become better suddenly. It would happen over many years.
有时候还有一些挣扎，有时候好了一点，但是又发作。
And there's still a struggle because sometimes it gets better and then it gets worse.
但是他们不放弃。
But they do not give up.
我们要靠神。
They rely on God.
神让我们遇到这种事情，就是要。我们改变，要考验我们。
God lets us encounter these things so that we change. He tests us.
就像我们刚刚读耶利米二十九章十一节一样。
Just like in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
我们再回来耶利米二十九章十一节。
Let's change to Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
我们再大声读二十九章十一节。
Chapter 29 verse 11.
一二三。 耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。这句话很重要啊。
It's very important.
神不会做一些无聊的事情。
Like I will not do these useless things.
神要你受苦，就是要你要反省。
God wants you to suffer so that you will change.
当时的受苦就是被掳嘛。
And the suffering at that time was to become slavery.
被掳 in exile 就是会反省。
Oh, sorry, it's exile.
反省，因为不反省，不被掳不会反省。
And because if without exile they cannot change their ways.
反省完做出改变。
And after that, they change.
改变完之后
and after changing,
平安就来了
there's peace.
就有指望了
And so there's hope.
这个是连带，不是说一下子就有平安，你要先反省改变才会得到指望啊。
And so you must change your ways before you can have this hope.
所以这对夫妻，这个家长一直改变，一直祷告，一直悔改，调整他们生活的方向。
And so this couple change their ways and they keep praying.
经过很多年。
And after many years,
主耶稣慢慢的怜悯。
Jesus shows his mercy.
他儿子这一次最近我看到他。
And I've seen the son recently.
我说感谢主，我好了。
Thank God that he is better.
我问他你还要吃药吗
？I asked him, are you still taking medication?
没有吃药了。
He says, no, I'm no longer taking medication.
完全好了，靠着主耶稣帮助我，现在不需要吃药了。
That Lord Jesus has helped me, so I do not need medication anymore.
还会去读书。
And he will go to his studies.
真的是神的大怜悯。
And this is the mercy of God.
我就问那个爸爸。
And so I asked the father.
我说你觉得这件事情发生是好还是不好
？I feel like, do you think this thing that happened is good or bad?
就是你儿子以前得病那么严重，让你们那么苦，那么流那么多眼泪。
Because your son was so sick and and you suffered.
他想一想，他想了一想
，He thought about it.
他说这件事情是好的。
He said this is good.
因为没有这件事情发生，我们家里的信仰现在不是这样。
Because without this, then our family's faith would not be at the state it is now.
因为这个事情发生
，Because it happened.
我们不一样
，We are different。
我说感谢主，你这样想是对的。
And I said, thank God, this you're thinking this way is right。
神让我们受苦
，God lets us suffer，
不会是无缘无故的，不会是无聊的。
It will not be in vain，
不一定是什么大罪。
It may not be because of any sin。
大罪我们通常是不敢犯。
If we are not willing to commit these great sins，
不像以前以色列人这样拜偶像啊，那我们不会去拜偶像。但是我们心中可能有别的偶像。
But we may have other idols.
对啊，拜一个物质的偶像，我们是不敢。
We may not worship a physical idol.
你敢吗？叫你去庙里面拜也敢吗？你就不敢啊！我这一拜我就下地狱了，哪敢拜，对不对？但你心中没有偶像吗
？But do you not have idols in your heart?
心中有没有跟神一样？不要说超过神了，跟神一样地位都不可以啊
！That do you have something that is in the same place as God?
心中没有偶像吗？有啊。
Of course.You may
啊，所以神有时候都是要改变我们。
So God wants to change us.
所以他让我们呢遇到这些苦啊。
So He wants us to face this bitterness.
所以要得到平安，一定要在苦难当中思考。
And so, in order to have this peace, God wants us to reflect in the suffering.
这样子，我们的祷告才有功效。
So that our prayers will have effect.
我们第十二节啊，我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
我们耶利米二十九章十一节，十二节。
29 verse 12.
一二三，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。哇，这句话放在这里最宝贵。
And is very, very precious.
你有经过这种反省之后再呼求神，神就会应允你。
After you do this reflection and then you see God, God will listen to you.
所以神给我们的意念是一个是平安的意念。
Then God gives us thoughts of peace.
但是有时候你表面看来就看不到平安在哪里。
But on the surface, you cannot see the peace.
你可能说我现在很不平安。
Because you may say, I really do not have peace.
神在让我们思考。
But God will let us think about it.
虽然我们不知道要维持这种状态要还要过多久。
Although we do not know how long the situation will carry on.
那当时的先知的就比较好了，神告诉他说了七十年了，七十年。
But at that time, the prophet God told the prophet 70 years.
那今天我们的某种的状况呢，不知道要维持多久。
But for us in our situation, we do not know how long.
但是我们要求神坚定我们的信心。
But we ask God to strengthen our faith.
神让我们所遇上的一定是我们可以承受的。
What God allows us to face is something that we can bear.
神让我们遇到的一定是对我好的。
And what God allows us to face well, it's good for us.
如果我不觉得这个对我好，可能是我的信心不够。
如果我 so if I do not think it is good for me, then my faith may not be sufficient.
可能我属灵的眼睛看不见。
And my spiritual eyesight may not be able to see.
求你让我看得见。
So please help me see it.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
罗马八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
一二三，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。这句圣经啊，在我们连上耶利米读的时候呢，我们就比较懂了。
When we read this in reference to Jeremiah, we have a better understanding.
万事呢会互相的效力。
But for all things work together for good.
这个幻视是指什么事呢？
What is all these all things?
就是三十五节所讲的那些事。
It is the things in verse 35.
三十五节讲什么呢？
What is verse 35?
这是患难呢？
That is tribulation.
困苦啊。
Distress.
逼迫啊。
Persecution.
饥饿啊。
Famine.
赤身露体啊。
Nakedness.
危险呢？
Peril.
刀剑呢？
And sword.
哇，保罗为了传福音啊，就遇到这些事情。
Paul, for the sake of the gospel, encountered all these things.
但是我们今天没有那么伟大。
And we are not as great today.
我们没有人为了传福音受这些苦啊，今天没有。
No one for the sake of spreading the gospel faces these things.
但是今天是谁让我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who separates us from the love of Christ?
可能是你身边的人。
Perhaps the people beside you.
可能是你的工作。
Our work.
可能是你的健康。
Our health.
让你感觉到神不爱你。
To feel that God does not love us.
比如说神，你很不满意你的配偶。
For example, you may not be satisfied with your spouse.
真的，有一些人很不满意自己的配偶。
Some people are not satisfied with their spouse.
想离婚就不能离婚。
But they cannot leave. They cannot divorce.
我是顺顺服神了。
Because I submit to God.
才在主内结婚的，你给我这样的配偶。
Married in the church, so then I ended up with this kind of spouse.
哇，你神不，你觉得神不爱你。
But you feel that God does not love you.
你觉得这个人让我跟神之间的距离拉开了。
You feel like this person is pulling you away from God.
其实不是这个人。
But it's not this person.
神要磨你。
But God wants to shape you.
神要磨你。
God wants
神磨不磨他是他跟神的事，但神要磨你，借着这个人来磨你。
So if God wants to shape that other person, that is between them and God, but God wants to shape you.
你一个人都可以让你要生要死的，不要说这些患难困苦、逼迫套件。
一个人，
对不对？
Yeah.
我说一个人你都可以让你要生要死的。
And so a person can make you feel like you're about to die.
你都没有传福音啊，没有说。
It's not even preaching, and you're not. It's not even the famine or nakedness.
丢刀见刀没饭吃，饥饿赤身露体，要生要死，你一个人你都受不了了。
You cannot even take another person.
对不对？我们今天就是这样。
Is that not so?
就好像哦，全世界都对不起你，
世
界对不起你。
The whole it's like the whole world is against you.
其实神要用他来改变你。
But God wants to use this person to change you.
要幻视互相效力啊。
And so you must bear with one another.
All things work together.
Oh, sorry. All things work together.
对不对？你太那个人对你太好，你怎么会改变
？And that person treats you so well. How will you change?
那个骄傲怎么会逼出来
？How will the
神要逼我们的骄傲出来
？And God wants to chase away our arrogance.
你不生病，你个性那么强，怎么会改？
If you're not ill and your personality is so strong, how will you change?
你不失败，谦卑怎么会出来
？If you do not fail, then how can you become humble?
逼出来
，God will chase it up.
好像那个毒啊，逼出来一样。
It's just like the poison being chased up.
要用这种环境。
But God will use this kind of environment.
所以神的意念很深啊。
So God's thoughts are very deep.
我们看诗篇九十二篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 92.
读到这一节的时候，心中在阿门啊。
And after we read this verse, we say Amen.
九十二篇第五节。
92:5.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
三，耶和华，你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深。神的工作何其大
！How great are the works of God！
神的心思极其深
，and how deep are His thoughts！
我们心里面最隐藏的软弱、最隐藏的骄傲，神都知道。
And the arrogant, the pride and the weakness in our hearts, God knows it all.
患难、困苦、失败、软弱、攻击来逼出来。
And God will use tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine to chase it out.
有时候要把你放在巴比伦，把你逼出来。
And sometimes he'll put you in Babylon.
求神怜悯我们。
And may God have mercy on us.
但是无论我们遭遇什么，
but whatever we encounter,
不要忘记，
we should not forget.
神的意念是平安的意念。
That the thoughts of God are peace.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.